Good morning, beloved. In Psalm 63, the Psalm of David, we read, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because of your steadfast love. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. You have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Also who swear by him shall exalt, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. Almighty God, we pray that this psalm of thanksgiving for those who are parched, those who are thirsty, that they would have their souls nourished and have, as it were, a stream of water welling up in their souls as you pour out your Holy Spirit. We pray that that would be true for the people of Senegal today. God, for the 13 million people who can look out and see the ocean, or look around and see rivers, or just barren wilderness, we pray that they would know the riches that are offered in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We praise you that so many in the country know French and therefore can hear the scriptures in their native language. But God, there are so many with the different dialects who do not have any scriptures in their language. So for the Jolas, we pray that they would be able to hear the word and believe upon it. For the Fubi, we pray that they who are nomads would know that they can have an eternal home in heaven with you. For the Marus, for the Malinktis, for the Ulus, and for the Wolofs, we pray that they would know the fellowship that comes from being filled with joy. We pray that all these things would be true because the gospel of Jesus Christ would be made known among the people of Senegal, and that there would be long-term peace. For those that are physically young, by that I mean, God, would you already know that the vast majority of this nation is under 20 years old, you would grant them wisdom from above. Where there is a greater need for forgiveness and reconciliation among family and friends, please provide it. Where there's a need for courage and strength and vitality and perseverance, please equip your saints. God, where there is a need simply to seek your face, would you satisfy your people with yourself so that they can say, the king shall rejoice in God and the mouths of liars will be stopped. For we rejoice in the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and it's in his precious name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.